AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. 33 people were arrested. Police Chief Pam Smith explained why they were called in.
This included a simple assault reported to GW Police, security probing of a GW building, indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment, and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW.
She said the situation grew too volatile. The Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee's called off its hearing with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser that was set for today. The U.S. halted weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the bombs could be similar to those used in the city of Rafah, where the Israeli military entered Tuesday. The U.S. says it's not the sweeping military action they oppose. Severe weather is expected across Arkansas and the Ohio Valley today, and former President Trump's criminal trial resumes tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Racine County today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint. But the latest ABC News poll shows voters prefer Donald Trump on the economy.
The only areas where Biden has an advantage, health care and protecting abortion rights. About 1 in 5 voters overall on just about all of these issues say they actually don't trust either of the major candidates for president to handle them.
Stephen Portnoy reporting in Washington. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her 4th visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Pro-Palestinian student protesters are not getting a symbolic show of support from the Madison City Council. A resolution to urge the University of Wisconsin to let the protest encampment stay up on Library Mall failed on a vote of 8-8 last night. The vote comes nearly a week after law enforcement temporarily took down the tents. Even if the measure had passed, the council has no real authority to tell campus leaders what to do. The Mount Horeb School District used money from the Wisconsin Office of School Safety to prepare for emergencies. The fund provided training for staff in case of a school shooting and allowed for digital blueprints of the school to be made so police could quickly see a clear layout of the buildings from the outside. The school district is being praised for its response when a student fired a pellet gun outside the middle school last Wednesday. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the 9th, the crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to him over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to him. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at-bat. And he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more. And he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our high today 74 with wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thundershowers 48. Tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden in Racine, Wisconsin. Crudy's there. He's going to bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates. Tune in 3 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight.
Governor, one second. I will give you an opportunity to respond. I just want to get this out there. So here's the quote from the book. You say that, "I remember when I met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants." Governor, that never happened.
What I have said in the book is that when I became aware of the content that we had, it changed. And that's the way that it is. So I should not have put that anecdote in the book. That I'm not going to talk about my meetings.
But an anecdote indicates that it happened,
I'm
right?
Not-
Oh, boy.
Yep.
What a mess.
That's, as Christy Nome calls it, gotcha journalism. Maybe we'll talk to someone that knows something about that. But in the meantime, we have a huge Sexy Liberal announcement. Live Nation, our fantastic partners in Sexy Liberal, they do this every year. Tickets to, they put all of their shows on sale for a week.
Right.
So this is exciting. Tickets to all Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tours can be had for just $25 beginning right now. Until next Wednesday. Go to livenation.com/concertweek to snag your $25 tickets. Everything that they are promoting, concerts to anything.
Everything, including Sexy Liberal.
Yeah, there you go. SexyLiberal.com for VIP packages, merch, Super Saver hotel links, and all the rest.
Yep.
The VIP ticket is sold separately.
Yes.
But anyway, right now, livenation.com/concertweek.
And we put the links out at all of your social medias, too. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, speaking of sexy, I mean, you know, it just goes without saying. Ali Velshi's here. The 17 seconds that he is not on MSNBC. We love you, Ali Velshi. Oh my God, hurry if you have questions for him. Say good morning to Ali Velshi. Hello, Ali. Oh, hi, Ali Velshi. Hi.
That is outstanding. There's no thing to be on that's more fun than this because of the walk-on music.
Because we jingle you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've reported from all over the world, but you've never been jingled.
I'm a man of a certain age. I grew up on jingles, right? I mean, that's all I want in life is jingles.
Right.
Where did the jingle go?
That's right. Rocky Mountain Mike, bringing it back.
That's right.
Chris, who said Ali Velshi is the soulful, smart, principled, passionate future of American TV journalism? His family story is astonishing and inspiring in equal measure. What a surprising and wonderful book. Who said that?
Barney Rubble.
No! National Treasure Rachel Maddow.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, Ali, on Small Acts of Courage. I mean, what great timing for this book.
Yeah.
A legacy of endurance and the fight for democracy. I mean, you are a man of our time, sir.
Thank you. Well, you know, the point was to put this book out before we're sort of fully in political season where it's a political book, because it's not. It's really just, it's a book that reminds us that is overwhelming as things seem, with wars and autocracy and the collapse of democracy and trials, we still have agency. We still, and it's something you kind of remind everybody about every time you're on. It's this idea that we still have the vote. That's the That's the price of admission. That's not heroic democracy. But we have a lot of other things we can do. And I keep on talking to people who do little things, like they turn around book bans in their neighborhood, or they get themselves elected to local council, or they show up to demonstrations and protests to get better legislation. So that's my book. It's sort of a history of my family, saying a whole bunch of people did a whole bunch of small things that no one ever took notice of, but together they lead to better things in the end. Yeah,
that's exactly right. This is the second time I quoted Rachel, but she also just was talking about we can get out of this ridiculous timeline.
Yes. that's the thing to remember. It seems so overwhelming, but for some people in the world, it really is, right? There are some situations where people are trapped in a bad situation, and it is not, generally speaking, within their power to get out of it. I need to remind people, it is within our power to escape this descent into autocracy and this polarization that we've got in our society.
Yeah, I was joking about, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Ask not what you can do for your country. Can you hit me with a rolled up magazine? Spank me with a rolled up magazine with my face on it? I mean, you've got to get out of
this. One of the century's best quotes.
Yeah.
The biggest ick factor ever, this trial yesterday. And just, oh, God, will we ever get out of this timeline? Say more about this book, because this is your great grandfather sent his 7-year-old son to live at Tolstoy Farm, Gandhi's ashram in South Africa. Wow. You're the most fascinating man in the world.
Yes.
First of all, the difficult decision would change the trajectory of his family history forever. You take us from your childhood, where your grandfather was imbued with an ethos of public service and social justice, a belief in absolute equality among all people, ideals his children carried forward as they escaped apartheid, to emigrating to Kenya and ultimately Canada and the United States. How long have you been running from the law, Ellie Velsky?
It's been a long time. Literally, it would have started around 1913 or so. In 1910, Gandhi and my great-grandfather were friends.
Wow.
They came from the same place in Gujarat in India. They didn't know each other from there, but they both ended up in South Africa. My great-grandfather was a small businessman, and Gandhi was a lawyer. They shared an accountant. So the accountant introduced them. The two guys became friends. So Gandhi would travel to Pretoria, just meet with the government officials to negotiate whatever thing he was doing with them. And he would stay at my great-grandfather's house. My great-grandfather had a horse-drawn wagon, basically, that he'd allow Gandhi to use to move around. And they'd spend their nights together. And one day, Gandhi says to my great-grandfather, people don't have the spine to fight apartheid. It wasn't called apartheid at the time. It was just these racist laws. And they said they don't have what it takes, because fighting it means getting arrested and going to jail. And so he said, can I take your son, 7 years old at the time, this is my grandfather, and have him be my student at my ashram? Mm-hmm. So my great-grandfather says to him, what are you talking about? We're Muslims, you're Hindu. How's he going to learn his religion? Gandhi says to him, I will learn your religion to teach it to him. And Gandhi learned Islam, he learned Judaism, he learned Christianity, and of course Hinduism. And he created this pluralistic ashram, a commune basically, where everybody lived, no hot water, no meat, you grew everything that you ate, you slept on one blanket and you had one on top of you. It was all preparation to go to prison. It was preparation to get arrested in the fight against apartheid and go to jail.
It's amazing. I was hoping that story was then your grandfather told Gandhi to F off. I don't know. I just thought that was a F you, Gandhi.
Stop it.
Stephanie, I don't know anyone else that knew Gandhi.
Oh, God.
It's a fantastic story. It is described as a heartfelt exploration of how we can breathe new life into the principles of pluralistic democracy, an urgent call to to action. For progress to be possible, we must all do whatever we can to make a difference. Small acts of courage matter. Sometimes they change the world. Ellie, can I explain how much we need this hopeful, wonderful book right now? Because this is what they hope, is that we will despair and think voting doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look at the Supreme Court. Nothing matters. We can't do anything. I'm only one person.
And it's just not true. That's the thing. And I'm not Pollyannish. You and I have talked for years. I'm not Pollyannish. I just believe, and I have seen with my own eyes, whether it is some of these young state legislators who have taken on their states and gone and changed something, whether it is people who have said, I don't like this book banning thing. I'm going to take it on in my community, whether it's Red, Wine, and Blue or organizations that help people run for office. I think it's amazing what people are doing, and they're in little bits. So part of, you know, there's nothing particularly heroic about my family history. Most people can trace their family history and find things that people did to better themselves or their family. And in doing so, you strengthen the whole operation. So if you fix your student count, your school board from banning a book, you are doing something better. And the point is, it may not look like it's reflecting in the immediate situation that you're fighting. But when I think back to Gandhi, or I think back to my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father, who was the first person elected, first South Asian, first Muslim elected to major office in Canada, they were only trying to solve one problem in front of them. But in doing so, how would my grandfather, who died thinking that he had failed, know that my father was going to be an elected a member of parliament in Canada? Yeah. That his grandson would be me talking to you. This would have been an impossibility in his life. The concept that you and I would be talking to a national audience would be impossible. We, both of us would be arrested by the end of this.
Well, I don't think you'd be that impressed with me. But you, what all that you've done is very, I want to get your take, Ali. Both as a Muslim, you know, as you talk about, and really one of the best journalists out there. You know, this obviously this story about the Middle East. I remember seeing online that MSNBC took off all their Muslim anchors when the war in the Middle East broke out. And I'm like, well, that's funny because I'm watching Ali Velshi on TV 24/7 and I'm on Ayman Mohideen's show today. So unless that was AI, I think Ayman was there, too. But, you know, it's interesting. This is Axios tweets. A new poll hints that the war in Gaza and the accompanying protests might not hurt Biden's election prospects among young voters as much as previously thought. I mean, I feel like we get a new clickbait story every week about how Biden's doomed because XYZ is not going to vote for him. I guess my question is your take on the whole thing and the campus protests, but also how do you as a journalist, you know, Seth Abramson had a whole thing about the because some of them are not students, like in terms of figuring out what is going on and how you report on it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, somebody tweeted, this happens over and over. Right-wing agitators infiltrate left-wing movements, cause violence, and politicians and the media blame the protesters. This has always been their play. When they can't find actual violence to expose, they create it. The media is abdicating their duty. It happened with Black Lives Matter. What is your take on what is happening with this?
You know, Stephanie, the thing I do that I really lean into in my job, wherever I go, whatever I'm covering, whether it's hurricanes or school shootings or wars, is I try and stay on ground level, right? I don't even like being on balconies. I just like to talk to people all the time to try and figure out what the truth is. I think this is one of those situations where A, what's going on in Israel and Gaza is the worst story in the world, right? Like in my entire career, there's never been a worse story because it so affects individual people. It is so deeply emotional. It's scarred by this complexity of when did these stories start and people having entirely different and conflicting narratives. But in the end, we're not getting beyond this until people actually start to talk to each other, right? It's the essence of tribalism. And we're going to need to figure this out. And I think the best job we can do is spend less time analyzing it and more time listening to the people who are affected by this on campus and as it relates to this entire war. It's been really complicated to cover. It's been really hard to cover because there are few stories in the world in which the prevailing narrative is so established in people's minds. Yeah. And you combine that with social media, where there's pressure to very quickly put your take onto this whole thing. My issue is that this is a story that people need to read the whole book on. And once you've read the book, you probably have to read another book, and then you have to talk to several people and read yet another book.
Yeah.
And social media particularly, and sometimes cable news and the hot takes and the clickbait, cause us to not really think about how to solve the underlying problem rather than solve all the effects of it. So this is a very difficult one. I think as far as college campuses go, you're right. We have to get to the bottom. We have to talk to more people than sort of assume we know what's going on. Some of these are legitimate on the ground protests. I write about protests in my book. There's a real place for them in our society. And some of them are a contributing factor to us not being able to talk to each other because we won't listen to other people's narratives and their stories. This is a bad one to not listen to other people on.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've said it. I think Hamas is despicable, and I think Netanyahu's despicable. And it's
yes. And so, but the rest of us are not, and that's the point.
Right.
These people on college campuses, whatever side they're on, and before October 7th, I didn't know you had to be pro-Palestinian
Thank
or
you.
Pro-Israeli.
I was pro-both. Right.
Most people are not one of those things.
That's right.
Only one of those things. So we have to allow that conversation to move to the fore, right?
Yeah.
The people who want reasonable outcomes to this whole thing, the people who realize that reasonable outcomes are not necessarily possible with some of the main players here. I will say, as it relates to Biden, I think there is legitimate frustration out there. And I think the protest votes we've seen in places like Michigan and Wisconsin are alarming. And I think primaries are a good place to do that, to send messages.
Yeah.
I'm not sure elections are a good place to send those messages when the option is the end of democracy.
Thank you. There's
nobody who's mad about Biden, about Israel, Gaza, or climate, or whatever they're mad about, who's going to have a better time under Donald Trump. And I understand that's not the point of a protest vote, but it is the reality in which we live. So back to our conversation where we have agency, we have the vote, we have the ability to make decisions. Don't make decisions that would be bad for you in the end.
There you go. And one giant step toward democracy is buying Small Acts of Courage, A Legacy of Endurance and the Fight for Democracy by Ali Velshi. Ali, I don't mean to end on gotcha journalism, but does the eighth grade boy in you giggle a little bit every time you have to say pecker on TV?
This story, I told you, the other story we were talking about is the worst story in the world. This one is the hardest one to deliver, I'll have to tell you. All the things that
Pecker's
you have
hard.
To say that
Pecker's
I never
hard.
Thought in my 30-year career so far that I would have to say on TV.
Right.
Let me
have
tell
you had to say the word fart? Did you say that?
I didn't have to say it on TV, but I had to have a discussion in editorial meetings about how we cover fart and what we're allowed to say. And how one, so, like I said, you know, new things happening every day in this yeah. world of journalism.
Yay. We love you, Ali Velshi. Please come back more often, okay?
Yes.
I absolutely will. Thank
all right.
you.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Ali.
There he goes. Patriot, Small Acts of Courage, the book. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Net.
Sweet.
Thank you. It is sweet. Quick math, right? The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. Money, money, money. It turns us all into Scrooge McDuck, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes. Money.
Swimming in our cave of gold coins.
Yes. With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud. Hello. Old lady shakes fist at cloud to say, hello, NetSuite. No hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems.
Now.
Okay. Because you've got unified business management suite, you improve efficiency, right? Everything's there in one platform, less manual tasks and errors. Go now. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over to netsuite.com/Miller. netsuite.com/Miller.
Everything's fine. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you've got credit card debt, you are not alone. 61% of Americans do. This is the most in history. And today's average credit card interest rate is almost 28%. I hear about this every day. And when I see that many of us paying that much in interest, I get pretty mad. 25 to 30% interest, that is loan shark territory. I mean, how much money do these companies actually need? They deserve some profit for lending money, but come on. Me and the 6 million members at Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, we think hard work should earn us a good life. We tell companies and political leaders, and credit card companies in particular, they should do the right thing by everyday folks. You should join us. Text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285 for info and tips on affordable living. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Ellie Velshi remains a delight now and forever. Okay. Malcolm Nance coming up, bottom of the hour, coffee with Carlos. George Conway tweets, don't make the mistake of assuming he does anything for a reasoned purpose. He's a sociopath. Sociopaths are impulsive. Trump lacks the emotional control of a mature, stable adult. He does whatever strikes him at the moment as the emotionally satisfying thing to do. He is particularly untethered when, as now, he's suffering significant narcissistic injury. Conway predicting there's no way he doesn't violate the gag order again in the next 48 hours. Yeah. So, and I think that's right. When people say, what do you think Trump's thinking or strategy? He doesn't have, he's a psychopath. He doesn't think, he doesn't have strategy, right? Oh, my God, wasn't he swearing yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He was, the judge had to admonish him for, like, swearing audibly during Stormy Daniels' testimony. And by the way, it's also, he's such a misogynist that, I love this. Jim tweets, Nancy Pelosi, E. Jean Carroll, Stormy Daniels, Liz Cheney. It's been all women who've stood up to Trump's bullying. Right. Meanwhile, men in the Republican Party have all been spineless weaklings shivering in terror to the paper tiger. Hear, hear. Thank you. That's what I, you know, Stormy Daniels, like, is who she is. And I think she was a credible witness because, like, you know, there was amount of detail. I love this. Brooklyn Dad says, Stormy Daniels' account of sex with Trump. It was missionary. It was unprotected. It was very brief. He expressed zero interest in keeping it from his wife, Hoffinger. Did he express any concern at that point about his wife finding out? Daniels, no. And that is the ball game, folks.
Yep.
That is game over, man.
Yep.
That's why, Chris, it's not necessarily about the details.
Man, game over, man. It's game over.
Because now they're like, oh, could you get a mistrial because of, you know, the judge sustaining her, you know, saying it's too much detail or whatever. But
well, if he sustained them, then there's nothing on appeal. If he sustained the defense's objections, that's
and also,
appeal,
but the judge seemed anything but biased. Him saying, "Oh, we don't really need all this detail," or him trying to, in some ways, protect Trump from all the embarrassing details, I guess. But anyway, but that's the, you know, the point is that he did not do this because he cared about his wife.
Couldn't have cared less.
And multiple people have testified to that now. Here it was. Prosecutor, how long was your relationship? Witness, about 1 minute. Okay, that's funny. That's funny. You know what? I got to say that's more stamina than I thought he would have.
Good for him.
Okay.
Boy. There, you did it for a whole minute.
Okay, Malcolm Nance next.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Methodists in the Madison area are celebrating after church leaders removed anti-LGBTQ plus language from church law. Reverend Julie Wilson is the lead pastor at Bethany United Methodist Church. She tells Channel 27 she hopes the church can start to think about future generations. Thousands of congregations have split from the United Methodist Church over the issue. Wilson says the next step is to embrace the change. Madison police are sharing more than 40 surveillance video images in hopes of finding the people who flipped over a car at last week's Mifflin Street block party. No one was injured and no one's been arrested as of last night. Police are asking for tips. In all, more than 80 people were arrested and 14 people suffered medical emergencies. Most of them were brought on by alcohol. A deck packed with partygoers collapsed, but no one was hurt. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, "I would never wear that." Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 74, with wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thundershowers, 48. Tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Maggie Dawn.
This is producer Anya. On our next show, Maggie and I will discuss Holocaust denialism, genocide prevention, and what all of us can do about it. Never again is now.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Somebody who is in a leadership position. And Carrie Lake's never been elected to anything. I don't expect her ever to be elected to anything. But when you're a candidate for the United States Senate, you need to be careful with your words.
Oh, that's not true. She's been elected to governor in her mind.
Yeah.
That was Senator Mark Kelly. Maybe he can talk to future Senator Ruben Gallego about that. He will at some point. Yes. By the way, let's see. Tom in... I was going to say, if only someone wrote a book called They Want to Kill Americans. Oh, I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
But Tom said, just got my tickets for the L.A. Sexy Liberal. I got meet and grope. I'm hoping if I bump into you after the show, I don't come across like a starstruck weirdo like I did last time. Honest to God, I swear I'm harmless. Mm. I like starstruck weirdos, Tom. I look forward. Big hug for you. Here it is. This one. Huh? Coach tweets, got my tickets to Denver Sexy Liberal. Hey, Steph, if you need a local sculpture to assault, we have the Blue Bear at the convention center.
That's right.
They see you all on our Sexy Liberal friends in June. And you know what? He's bending over like he's asking for it. You know what I'm saying?
He kind of is.
Yeah.
It's a bear that's looking into the convention center. It's a cool sculpture, but he is kind of bending over.
Yeah. I'm just saying. He wants it. Listen, now is the time.
Yeah.
We just went on sale. Live Nation are fantastic partners. This is the time of year for 1 week. They put all their shows on sale for $25 a ticket.
That's right.
That's amazing.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Go to livenation.com/concertweek to get your $25 tickets just for this week only. Sexyliberal.com is where you get your VIP tickets, merchandise, hotel deals, all that stuff.
Yes.
But for those $25 tickets, just right now, every show Live Nation is doing concert across the whole country on sale right now. Just started a few minutes ago.
LiveNation.com/concertweek.
There you go. Yes. All right. Speaking of saving the world. Wow. Wow.
Let's dance. Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. I'm having a big hot cup of coffee. What the heck? What a week. I can't keep up. Somebody said it's Wednesday.
Yes.
Jeez Louise.
Indeed, it is. Yes, the day after the stormy, testimony. Pardon me. Okay, I'm back.
What?
So we just had Elie Velshi on. And, you know, he said the most interesting thing. We were, talking to him about Gaza and about the campus protests, yada, yada. He said, I wasn't aware until a few weeks ago that I had to be either pro-Israel or pro-Palestine. that's the way I've always felt. It's like, can I be both? Because it's, as he was saying, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of, I was asking him as a journalist. I was reading one tweet to him, Malcolm, and you have talked about this a lot, too. Someone tweeted, this happens over and over again. Right-wing agitators infiltrate leftist movements, cause violence, and politicians and the media blame the protesters. This has always been their play. When they can't find actual violence to expose, they create it. The media is abdicating their duty. I mean, there are outside agitators, but there is also some anti-Semitism, and there is, I'm sure, a lot of people that feel that have deeply held beliefs about ending this war and helping the people of Palestine. So what's your take on that, first of all, having written about January 6th and all of that?
Well, certainly we've seen that during the summer of George Floyd. There were deliberate outside agitators that came in.
Black Lives Matter.
First, the first destruction that occurred in Portland, Oregon, in Wisconsin, was a man going around smashing windows, plate glass windows, with a ball-peen hammer. He was later arrested and identified as a conservative agitator, right-wing agitator who, wanted to see fighting. Now, we cannot discount the fact that some people do agitate on their own. There are a lot of people who are anarchists and anti-imperialists who have these agendas that have been going on for decades. These are people who are nothing new. Like we saw the millionaire who was arrested at Columbia University, who has a $3.2 million house in Park Slope, was inherited like $20 million from his father and was, wrestling and fighting with the janitor as he was taking over the building at Columbia. So we need to recognize those factors. There are professional agitators, but we also need
to
discuss the people who have firmly held beliefs and are willing to, put their bodies out in front for public awareness. And that's welcome also.
Yeah. I was mentioned your book, They Want to Kill Americans, but about January 6th. I mean, that's where they tried that with, these are all Antifa and left-wing agitators. Right. This is not real MAGA. I mean, so this is the thing. We've seen this before. It's interesting. Axios tweeted, a new poll shows hints that the war in Gaza and the accompanying protests might not hurt Biden's election prospects among young voters as much as previously thought. I think the thing you've been writing about ever since, warning us about Russia before the 2016 election is that, there are forces that want nothing more than to get Trump reinstalled. And so I think there is some of that too. And we hear this clickbait all the time. So-and-so fill in the blank group is not going to vote for Biden. Right. But, you know that Putin and Netanyahu, they all have one thing in common. They want nothing more than Trump back in power. Right.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, wrote a whole book about this in 2016, 2018, 2020, 2022. There is an axis of autocracy out there. China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, other moneyed interests, the global oligarchy. Which is hilarious because I see these young kids protesting against imperialism and empire. They are not the major ideologies that are running the world. Money at an insane multi-billionaire level. Oligarchy is running the world. There are places that you don't need passports to go to if you have money. You have influence. Russia had so many oligarchs, they were buying American elections. To a certain extent. So the recognizing these shifts, these forces and waves that impact our lives also impact some of the things that are being, most popular on TikTok these days. Because being a chaos agent is what the oligarch class, the global autocrats want. Because the more instability against democracy that exists, the better they have to divide up your nation and end 248 years of democracy to establish the first American dictatorship.
Yeah.
So whatever your personal interest and concern is, you have to weigh it against that. And apparently college kids do.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take. George Takei,
George.
Yeah, loved his point. He said, above all, the American people must understand that the consequences of electing a leader under criminal indictment are vast and damaging. A prime minister or a president more interested in saving his own hide won't care who he endangers or what system he wrecks in pursuit of his own get out of jail free card. That's clear in Israel, and it should also be already be clear to the U.S. electorate. I mean, I've made that point before as well, but I thought that was interesting.
Every week, it should only be hammered into everyone's heads, and if I have to be the guy to do it, I will. We are talking about dictatorship. George Takei was raised in a concentration camp as a Japanese American who was detained on suspicion that the Japanese American population wasn't loyal enough. And it was done by, let's be honest, a liberal president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, at a time where people were very afraid of them. And it was wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. Now imagine a Donald Trump doing that to every Muslim American, every Black American that supports, you know, that opposes him, every liberal. I mean, when I wrote that book, They Want to Kill Americans, I wrote it in 2020 because I thought that if Trump lost, these people would be, if Trump won, these people would be self-appointed deputies around the country that will police you, that will actually determine your behaviors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guess what? This November, that could come true again.
Yeah.
We could have people out there in the streets with their Trump convoys and their guns now thinking they own the country, your rights, and will implement law against you at any turn, which is why we need to be a little more sanguine about what the stakes really are versus the emotions of the day.
Yeah. Frangela talked about this, I think, in Philly on panel about, you know, some right wing, I don't know which one, but basically said to an African-American person, we're going to own you again soon, so you can shut up. I mean, this is a white supremacist candidate, first of all, who is openly talking about internment camps and et cetera. So you retweeted former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh, who we just had on a couple days ago. Let me stipulate, I have hated Joe Walsh way longer than I've loved him. But, he made an interesting point that you retweeted. He said, it's just so wrong. 7 months ago, Hamas invaded Israel. They started this latest war. They targeted, killed, and kidnapped civilians. They used their own civilians as human shields. They fight out of hospitals and schools. They steal food and aid meant for their civilians. They reject every ceasefire deal, refuse to surrender, won't release the hostages, and the world turns against Israel. The world criticizes Israel. It's just so damn wrong. I do get that point of view that, you know, the Middle East has been going on for 11 billion years, right? You know, and you're like, what's different now? Well, what happened 7 months ago with Hamas is what precipitated this. You can agree that, you know, Israel, it's an overreaction, but what has happened? That's what's different about what's happening now. What is your take on that, on October 7th and where...
Well, I went to Israel. I went to all of those kibbutzim where people were massacred. It appears that out of sheer emotion and strength of propaganda, and this is nothing against people who are advocating for the children of Palestine. I lived in the Muslim world almost 40 years. I've shot the machine gun at all of my Iraqi guys' weddings, which is the most honorable thing that you can do. I've lived and gone to shrines and mosques and prayed as a Muslim. Let me tell you something, okay? There was a precipitating event that broke 2 years of calm. And if you ignore it and say, well, 78 years, blah, 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 then you are showing your own inhumanity. I got to tell you something. The thing that got me the most, and everyone has a point or an event that they see that galvanizes them to want to take action. Right. It was a video that I saw that has now just recently been re-released on Twitter or YouTube of two Israeli children that were in the backseat of a car. Their mother had just been shot in the head in Sderot. A policeman runs up, and the children see somebody with a gun coming up, and they start screaming, don't kill us, don't kill us. He starts shouting in Hebrew, I'm the police, and then they say, rescue us. And he goes, my little baby brother's in here. It was a three-year-old and a toddler in there. Their mother was murdered. But here's the kicker. The policeman that rescued them, whose voice is breaking, ready to cry, was an Israeli Arab policeman who was there to rescue the people of his country. And we need to understand that when terrorism strikes, and this is the perspective I come from, you can't stand with the terrorists. You have to view the humanity of all sides.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is, you know, it's horrible that there is war. And I want the war to stop, all right? Big advocate for ending this war. But you also have to understand the realities of a situation you can't control.
Yeah. Well, and I made the point that, you know, Ukraine didn't attack Russia, and there was lots of innocent Ukrainian women and children and, you know, civilians killed, you know.
50,000 so far.
Yeah. So let's just quickly, you wrote a piece, over 80% of Hamas has been decimated. The last fighters are hiding among the 1.5 million refugees. Can Israel rout them without a civilian bloodbath? Oh, God. So obviously, a couple of big stories. U.S. has paused bomb shipments to Israel among the Rafah assault dispute. Israeli forces have seized the Rafah crossing in Gaza. I know you were over there, obviously, a while ago. Just give us your take on what... I hate this whole story, but just give us your take on what's happening
geopolitical skinny of what's going on. Israel is doing a phased operation at Rafah, and I was just on a Twitter space with John Koryckis, the former spokesman to the IDF. And they're doing what I predicted in the Substack that I wrote yesterday. And if you haven't subscribed to my Substack, do it. I know bunches of you are quitting because I don't go along with your philosophy. But what's happening now is Israel is pressuring Hamas. They seized the humanitarian crossing, which Hamas was seizing all of the food. Now, today, 200 trucks came in through that crossing that are unmolested. On the other hand, the Biden administration is stopping these JDAM bomb guidance kits of going to Israel. I don't know whether it's because we're short of them ourselves or whether they are just sending Israel a message to be very careful about how you proceed from this point.
Yeah.
Rafah has not yet been fully invaded. They are moving people out slowly right now, and we shall see over the next weeks whether this war is about to end.
Oh, God, I hope so. Quickly. So, obviously, the really bad news, the classified documents trial is postponed indefinitely. Malcolm, am I crazy? Did he not? A lot of CIA agents were killed. And, you know, obviously, we don't know the whole story here. Can this just go away, something of this magnitude?
If Donald Trump wins, yes, this will go away. He will abuse every lever of power. He will just order, all right, whoever he makes as attorney general. And right now they're talking about Stephen Crazy Baby Goebbels Miller as potentially the attorney general of the United States and just order every trial ended that's federal and of the release of almost 1,000 convicted criminals who attacked this nation on January 6th. This country can go bad quickly if everybody sticks to your own little corner. We've got people out there going, I'll vote for RFK Jr., who just admitted he has brain worms.
he admitted he has a dead worm in his head.
That's right.
And also hepatitis C and also mercury poisoning.
Yeah, he did literally say that.
What?
That he had a dead
worm. He has a dead worm in his head.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just saying, vote accordingly.
He said it was eating his
brain. We're super late. We got to go. I love you. Goodbye. Shouty McShouderson.
Subscribe to his Substack.
Shouty McShouderson urges you to vote. Guy's got a dead worm in his head. Okay, 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucelling as a verb. We all do it.
I did it this morning.
XV, right? That's I feel like that's like my touchstone. That's my base. That's the moisturizer. It has hyaluronic acid, vitamin C. It's amazing.
It's like butter.
Mm-hmm. Immediate effects for under eye wrinkles, right? I gave you the, there's a new, what do you call it? Dark circle under eye cream as well.
I have some on right
wrinkles
now.
And dark circles. Bye-bye. Genucell is celebrating their 25th anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucell's biggest sale ever. Excuse me. I'm burping up my breakfast. But I'm just so excited. I get so excited when I talk about Genucell that I can't. Okay. This is once-a-lifetime prices. Right now, for a limited time, get 70% off plus that extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucell's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale's gone, it's gone, man. Yep. Genucell.com/Stephanie. You get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucell.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Well, friends. fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Hutch in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Long time, first time, I think.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the use of the F word and when people were raised. Mm-hmm. I'm 56. I grew up in Louisiana, of all places. Mm-hmm. And I don't use that word. but never really used.
We're talking about the F word for gay man.
Right, yes, the F word for gay man.
Yeah.
Correct. The F word for gay man. Sorry, I did miss that part. And I want to say it's not when you were raised, it's how you were raised.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that your family can't always control who hang around you, but my family raised me to teach, to treat people, every person, with a certain amount of respect because they deserve it until they show you they don't.
Yeah.
And then after that, it just goes up.
I remember, guys, I grew up with using that word, though, and it's what we were saying. Chris, like, I don't think it even occurred that they actually meant an actual gay man. It was just, it became like the insult of, I think, guys of a certain age.
Well, that was the insult.
Yeah.
Was that you were a gay man.
Yeah.
That was the insult.
I was talking about the Tom Brady roast, and it was just, I thought, really homophobic. Even without the F word.
When you're gay, you hear every time that it's used. I mean, it just becomes wallpaper at some point.
We will sport with Carlos.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement at 11:33 with Dr. Laura Hanks. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.